Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good. Man, you won't believe, I was locked outside. I don't have the keys to come in, sorry about that. And thank you so much to Anika and Kiliboni. Oh, they did the job. And Omiapi was here. They did a job so that I can be able to come in, man. Yeah, been waiting outside. Thank you so much to Johan for holding it on, man. I see people are saying, buy a donkey from Johan for music. Wow. All right. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And of course, let's do a bit of this. Then I connect with our guests. And then we take it from there. My name is Ray. Welcome to it, man. Kayam Tetwa.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right then, Tuesday Live it is. And of course, hey, I just realized now, we basically are having a massive opposition, eh? You know, when I was coming in here, the alarm went out twice. I couldn't get through because of the security doors here. And I didn't have the keys to come in. And so thank you so much to Anika. Thank you so much to our boss, Kiliboni, also came on board. And Womyapi had to come drive back here to open up for me. Hey, can you believe it? It was locked. We are talking about demons today, so you should understand. Somebody doesn't want me to talk. Somebody wants me hijacked and killed. Someone wants me 6 feet, man. But you see, it's because we are talking about demons tonight. And we worship the Father. We have Barukia in Cape Town. Tuda Malak.
Shalom. Shalom, 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 Rabba Malak.
I must have some tea. I must actually do some rooibos, you know. Yeah. Yeah, it was a very, very, very hectic 20 minutes. I was here when Johan was starting to read the news. I was here. The place was locked. Yeah. Locked.
No, and this happens. Like Sunday, I was on YouTube.
Yeah.
On another YouTube platform, just the way it's called. So I was sharing about the language, the alphabet, their means. Like,
oh yes, right? Yes, I saw you sent me. Yes.
Yes. I tell you, like, things didn't work out for a good 30 minutes.
How when?
It was just hardly, as I'm presenting, people are asleep.
How
because I can see them. Zoom, like a Zoom meeting.
Yes, yes. People are sleeping, you know, on man, camera.
You know what? I'm tired. And you understand the noise because it's when we are to expose something deep that they like, I'm not going to allow you.
You're striking a nerve somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we also have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line all the way in Joburg. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you, my brother. Greetings to you and our brother, Brother Barukia. I greet you in the glorious name of our King Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet your beautiful families and the family of Radio Pulpit in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, I can hear that you've already had experience with the beings that we are talking about tonight.
Basically, they can concoct a misunderstanding. You know, they can concoct a delay tactic, you know.
Yeah.
They can concoct the confusion. Someone who was locking thought no one is coming in. And thought that I still have my key, but my key was taken with the car when I was hijacked, you know. So it's bad. Anyway, that's how it is. But I understand.
Yeah,
we are talking about demons and what these are even all about, how they operate, and their malicious works. The malignant works of these evil spirits. We are talking about these, what they are, what they all are about, and how they actually work. You know, the malignant works of demons. We are going to touch on that, what they do. Remember that they work under the being called Satan. And many people don't know, but Barukia will tell you quite clearly, it is Al-Shatan. And they work under that being, and they work all kinds of wickedness, all kinds of malignancy. They tempt to disobedience. They ruin the soul and the body. They are spirits of lies. They instigate sin amongst people. They prey on people. They sow tares as their father, the devil. They don't oppose the devil. They don't do anything outside the devil. They oppose also the righteous. They inflict disease. They slander saints. They tempt to disobedience. They inspire lying wonders. They blind the minds of unbelievers, and they render all sinners under the dominion of the devil, Al-Shatan. And also, they claim authority over everything that is worldly. They claim authority. And they are also, at times, afflicting the very same believers. You know? And of course, also, we know that these evil spirits and evil spells, these kinds of wicked spirits, the wicked beings under Satan's domain, can be cast out. And they always confess that Yahusha is the Elohim. They confess more than anyone. They are so scared of him. And it is said that sometimes we basically don't see these as evil spirits. You know, we don't see these as evil spirits. We basically see these as, you know, and we always say, no, don't blame the devil. Every time when you hear someone says, don't blame the devil, know that an evil spirit is talking. The devil has to be blamed every time. All forms of malignancy comes from him, including the works of demons and evil spirits. So I won't waste any time because we have lost something like 27 minutes on the show. So I will get on with it. But I just want to speak to support what I was saying with scripture. The very fact that they operate under the domain of Satan, you know, and also they act as if the devil is all powerful. And they claim authority also over everything that is worldly. Luke chapter 4 verse 6, and the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Now I'm looking at Luke chapter 4 verse 6. These proclaim the devil's power. Every time, demons proclaim the power of the devil. Even when people testify, you must be careful, because sometimes they speak from demonic forces anything that magnifies the devil, we know it is demons. For with us, we know that the devil is a defeated foe. Maybe I should prove that to you. Check this out. In John chapter 12, verses 30 to 31, Yahushua answers and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." So we see Satan is defeated. Okay, now let's also look at Luke chapter 4, verses 30. "Now when the devil had ended every temptation," which means every evil spirit and force of operation that he had dispatched to Yahushua, "he departed from him until an opportune time." Means he ran, he departed from him. Okay. Now, here's another one that says, okay, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So we know that the devil is a defeated foe. Revelations 20:10, "The devil who received them was cast out into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." So we know he's a defeated foe, already condemned. But demons claim authority through him. They claim authority through him. And this we see how they subject all sinners under the devil. Acts chapter 26, verses 18, "To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of the Most High, that they may receive forgiveness and forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified by faith." So we see demons work to keep people under the power of Satan. I'm going to read quite a lot of verses, man. Quite a lot of verses I am going to read. And just bear with me because of time. I'm really running. chapter 9 of Judges, I think. Chapter 9 of Judges. I'm happy. I want us to look into this one, Malak, and please help me. The Father has given me a revelation on this, but I've kept it to myself and some few people. You know, it says, verse 20, "After Abimelech had reigned over Yasharal 3 years, it says, God sent a spirit of ill will between Abimelech and Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the crime done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might be settled and their blood be laid on Abimelech, their brother, who killed them, and on the men of Shechem, who aided him in the killing of his brothers." Now, it says a spirit of ill. These spirits are called spirits of ill. And then here it says, "And God sent that spirit of ill." But check it out. The Father does not operate with demons. He operates against demons. But Malak, we will come to that. These are spirits that cause war. These are spirits that cause conflicts. These are spirits that cause all kinds of killings that you see. Today, when you see parents selling their own daughters for 20,000 rands, it's because of demons. If you see people killing one another the way they do, and if you see those people who are rich murdering people and they are able to stay in court for 10 years until they have exhausted all accusations of crime against them, it's demons. If you are able to see a hatred, civil wars, if you are able to see ill will between a variety of brethren, it is the work of demons. Demons are called spirits of ill. All right. Now, if you look into this, the demons also, and check it out, they are under Satan, who is known as a god of this age. Check it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3, verse 3 and 4. "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the god of this age has blinded, these spirits, they serve to blind those who do not believe, so that they should not see the light of the gospel of the glory of the Hamashiach, who is the image of Yahuwah, that it shines on them. They are blinded, like someone wearing sunglasses and carrying an umbrella. Double shade. All right. I just want to go a bit on this, then I'll give it to you, Professor. I want to look at 1 Samuel, because even there, I remember talking about this. These are spirits of ill. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 15. Let me see. Chapter 16, verse 15. Right. Okay. Oh, chapter 18, verse 10. Let me rush to chapter 18, verse 10. Right, it says, and it happened on the next day that a distressing spirit came upon Saul. And it says from God. And that is also something to really look into. As to, it says, it came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played the music with his hand at other times, but there was a spear in the hand of Saul. These are distressing spirits. And I know, Malak, we will explain that thing from God, because it has to do with translations. We are going to explain that. But demons are also known as distressing spirits. And I want to show you. I'm a translation. I want to show you. When you look into chapter 19, verse 9. Now, here it is again. These are known as distressing spirits from the Lord. And we know the word Lord means Baal, but hey, I want to leave it to Baruch. Now, the distressing spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing the music with his hand. And Saul sought to pin David to the wall with a spear, but he slipped away from Saul's presence, and he drove the spear into the wall. So David fled and escaped that night. Spirits that it's a distressing spirit that instills murder. And I said to you, we are even able to see these days people selling their children, people pimping their own wives, parents pimping their own daughters and sons. Okay. No. I don't know if you have seen a program on TV is called Ben 10. You wanna vakegula, you know, old people vakegula, who are having affairs with these young men, very young, in their 20s, in their 30s. I mean, some of these can be their aunts, and their grandmas, or their mothers, or their mamkulus, you know, and they promote this. Doesn't end there. I don't know if you've realized that a program that has a massive Christian listenership is called Istembu. A massive viewership of Christians is called Istembu. There's this guy, I think he's 50 years old. 50 years old. And he has about... he has about 5 wives or something. He's always crying on TV. Like, I think he's losing his mind or something. But he was promoting that. And the people who are watching this, it's mostly Christian women. The viewership. Go and check their ARs. Christian women are watching this, are following this. Demons are normalizing what is evil, to make it normal, to make it natural. It's the work of demons. These are accusing spirits. They instigate lies. These are spirits that are always at work to remove the good seed from the hearts of people. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. Matthew chapter 13, verses 19. Verse 38 says, "The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares," check it out, "but the tares are the sons of the wicked one," demons, "that become planted as ministers, removing the seeds." Let me read it again. "The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one." We can take it further to the sons of perdition. That's what we see. Man, this is part one. We're talking about demons. Part one. We'll take it to part two because we were locked outside. So we'll take it to part two. We are starting. Professor, thank you so much. What comes to mind when we talk about demons? What are these?
Thank you very much, my brother, for giving such an elaborate introduction. In fact, you put me to a state where I don't even know whether should I start defining what demons are or I should start saying what they do, because you've said a mouthful. But let me start from what you've been summarizing, that we need to look at the traits and what they do and what they want to achieve in the life of a person, in the life of a believer. We started talking about these are spiritual beings that are under the domain of the devil. So it means anything and everything that is done by these beings, we must know that they are not coming from our Father, which deals with the scripture that you just quoted, that they are mistranslations of the scripture, where some of the things are ascribed to the Father Elohim. But what is being described as the source does not look like what these are doing. So if there is a spirit of ill coming from a specific God, we need to understand who is that God, who is that governing power. So it does away with the Father, who is our creator, whom we know will always release good spirit, and he is the Father of all goodness. So it means it goes back to us understanding who our Father is and also understanding the origin of the name of the Father and the name of the Creator. But as you said, this is a topic of another day, with a discussion of another day. But we're trying to bring to light that demons are spirits that operate under the domain of the devil. And we also understood that they claim authority over everything that they possess. They claim authority over every worldly thing. And what we're also seeing is that if they find a door, if they find an entrance, they come to possess. And they don't leave any stone unturned because they want to occupy everything about their host. And we also understand that these are the spirits that are sent by the devil to afflict believers. And when they come to afflict believers, they want to get to a point where the believer doubts the Father, doubts the power of the Most High, because that's what the devil wants to achieve in each and every life that is under the sun. And we must understand that these spirits eventually come to a point of owning the whole territory. As long as they get the door, they get an entrance, they come to a point of owning the territory, and they influence the thinking patterns, they influence the behavior of the area, they influence what people do in that space, and even influence what they speak. You'll find people confessing things that are ungodly, and you would think that they know and understand what they're saying, simply because you think it is them who's speaking. And we have said very clearly that everything that is evil, everything that is malignant, we must understand that it comes from these spirits. So these spirits become the source of every evil. They become the source of every mischief. They become the source of every evil control. So when we talk of demons, we are talking of the spiritual hosts that are meant to distress people. As we are saying, these are also distressing spirits that are sent to torment the people of God. While I speak like that, I'm reminded of the issue of the men of the Gadarenes. And we know that when we start from Mark chapter 4, we find Yahushua is saying, let us cross over to the other side. Simply because there was somebody on that other side who was possessed, who was living under the spell, living under the control of this enemy. And when Yahushua got to the other side, finding this man coming towards them, and we realized that he was coming from where? From the tomb. He was living in the graves, because these spirits dictate where you live. They dictate how you think. They dictate how you behave. And the Bible says everything about this man was possessed under the control of these spirits, to a point that nothing could bind him. Nothing could bound him down, to a point that what was happening, that the chains were being broken because of the strength that these spirits possess. But you mentioned a very important point, Brother Ray, that these spirits will act as though they have the power, whereas we know exactly that the absolute power comes from Elohim. So they would parade, they would portray themselves as those who have the great power. So if we remain ignorant, we remain not knowing who we are, what we have, what power do we have by being in the Lord, we will remain continually defeated and thinking we don't have authority over the spirits. And you said it very well that these are the spirits whom we must know they've already been defeated, because their power, the Satan who continues to terrorize us, is a defeated foe already. So it means everything that the spirits are doing it to find a way in to those people who do not have an understanding. So it means they travail in ignorance. They travail in dark places. They travail in spaces where people don't know who they are, where people do not have an understanding of the power that is on their side, of the power that the Father has given unto them. And when he speaks to us, he says he has given us all authority and power, that we should trample over these serpents and scorpions. And when we understand that, we will know that their existence and their operation is already a thing that we have already overcome. So we must not think that they are not existing. Yes, they are. Hence, Yahushua says to us, I have given you power. When we read Matthew 10 verse 1, I want to read that part, which brings a very important knowledge to us as believers, that we must not be ignorant of the existence and the presence of demons, the evil spirit. It says here, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. So he was giving power to the 12 disciples because he knew that these spirits exist. He knew that these spirits will always take chances. He knew that these spirits will terrorize believers. But we have a winning formula. We've been given something that we must know we are able to use against the enemy. We have a weapon. We have the power from the Most High over this spirit. So this verse gives us knowledge. These exist, but you are overcomers. These exist. Use this weapon that you have. And it says, I have given you power over them. Cut them out. And the other thing that comes out here, Brother Ray, is that we must know that every kind of sickness and every kind of disease comes and originates from this spirit. So in other words, if we come across and we are afflicted by sicknesses and diseases, we must know where the source is and who the source is. But that information is not complete if we do not understand that we do have a way out. We do have power to cast them out. So we are not going to sit with diseases that we can rebuke. So it means when these sicknesses come, when we are attacked, we must know that we have something to do. We have the power to cast them out. So the evil spirits, the job that they are sent to do is to oppress, is to terrorize, is to inflict, and also to control the people of God. But God wants us to know that these are spirits that we have power over, and we've been given all authority. We've been given everything that we need, that we can operate in the realms of the spirit and begin to deal with them, because these are spirit beings. So it means in our affliction in the flesh, we must learn to ascend higher and begin to know that while we are afflicted in the flesh, our battle is in the spirit. whoever we are fighting is not in the physical. And hence Paul says, you must know exactly that you are not coming against and you're not fighting against every flesh and blood. But we are fighting against every spiritual host. We are fighting against the principalities in the spiritual host. So it means these wicked spirits are the spirits that are sent to disposition us, to take us away from the Lord, that we may think we are controlled by this enemy. But God has given us every authority and power, and we can put on the full armor and begin to proclaim the word of the Most High. And now we know that these spirits have already been defeated. Yes, they are here, but they are not here to control us. Yes, they do come and afflict us, but we are not expected to live under their power and being infected forever, as though we don't know who we are. So they continue to travail. They continue to take possession of the areas that they possess because of ignorance, because of not knowing what to do. Sometimes it is because of intimidation. Sometimes it is because we are afraid to come forth and access what the Father has given unto us. So in other words, we need to know who we are. We need to know that we have power over them. And Yahusha left us with that power. Luke 4:6, which is one of the verses that you also quoted, Brother Ray. It says, and the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. So these are all the tricks that the governing power, Al-Shatan, as my brother would say, will always come to us using so that he can find a way in. So when he uses these sweet words that I will give you this, this, and that, and our minds begin to be controlled by all the glamour that he brings, we must know that it is the spirit that is wicked, that is looking for a way in into the life of a believer by deception, by promising things that sometimes our hearts are lusting after. And it is when the doors begin to open that the enemy will come and possess everything. And he says here, yeah, all this authority I will give you. So it means when we open the door to the enemy, whether we're opening the door knowingly or unknowingly, we begin to be the victims of these spirits. We begin to be controlled by these spirits. And when these control us, the likelihood of us influencing other people is very high, because where we are able to speak to other people to a point where we also influence them by the knowledge that we have. And when this knowledge we have is not from the Lord, is coming from the demons, it means we are continuing and perpetrating the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Al-Shatan, to a point where the whole environment and the territory is governed by the devil, these demons. So which is why we need to understand that these spirits have power to govern individuals, have power to control families, have power to control the territories. And sometimes when they enter through a person, it is because they want to overtake and to take hold of the whole territory. And you get to a point where some of the territories are known by a certain behavior, are known by a certain happenings, events that happen into that area, simply because the demons, when they come in, after getting a certain door that was an access to them, then they swallow everything in the area, and we start speaking about the spirit of the area. We start speaking about the governing power, because there is an altar that continues to be erected by these spirits who continue to control people and territories. So this is the knowledge that we need to get to understand and know, that these evil spirits, their aim and the main mandate from the devil is to take ownership and dominion over territories, so that he, as Satan, becomes the owner of those territories, reducing the presence of the Father and reducing the kingdom of light. But we know exactly now what we have to do as a people of God, because these spirits have already been defeated, because Satan is the defeated foe.
I hear you quite well. And if you just joined us, you wonder what we're talking about. We're talking about demons. What are they all about? And part one of this, next week we will get into their works, what their works are even all about. And you can send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And you can also drop us a voice note on WhatsApp, 082657-2729. What has been your experience with demons? And how did the father help you out of their hold or reach? And perhaps also you'd be able to say, we've seen some of the works of evil spirits and how the father has been able to defeat that on our behalf. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.